It is holiday time again at Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. And this year we are doing our second annual 10 days of holiday giveaways every other day starting at December 1st. And Bridget actually knows all of the secret gifts that we are going to be giving away, but you're not going to say anything, right, Bridget?
No, I'm not telling yet. You have to watch so you can find out. And they are great gifts too. I want to win them, but I can't.
If you want to get more information about it, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, or subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more. Our Facebook group will have the information, as well as our Twitter page. So get ready for the holidays with some great gifts from Hot Flashes and Cool Topics.
Welcome to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. At Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, we talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Bridget.
And I'm Colleen.
And today we are so excited that Rochelle Weitzner, who is the CEO and founder of the Pause Group Incorporated, which is a wonderful skincare line, but also will have other things as well, she is our guest today. And it was just really great talking to her and finding out how she came about starting this company.
Absolutely. You know, Pause Well Aging, it's all about women in our demographic. She talks about menopause. What does your skin go through in menopause? What hydration do you need? What collagen do you need? She made products in her skincare line that are specifically addressing our demographic, women in midlife and beyond. And she had such a hard time, she will tell you, getting it out into the world because menopause is considered a medical condition, which it is not. So she tells the story of QVC where I was just flabbergasted.
Yeah.
When legal gets involved and they screw up your plan. And I can say that because I'm a lawyer.
So she's a lawyer. That. She's allowed.
Because, you know, I'm going to do research on that after. I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Yeah, but that is, yeah.
It makes no sense because we are always saying that if our demographic could find these products, these people, our podcast, whatever, they would explode because we are a huge demographic of powerful women. And it's just a question of connecting the dots. So we need, if our podcast can help you guys connect the dots to great skincare, great hot flash help, great supplements, we are so happy to do that because it's for us too. Like Rochelle said, she's created the skincare line from a hot flash that she had.
Right. You'll hear all about that story. And she really knows what she's talking about because she worked for some very popular skincare companies in very high positions there. And
she
knows what's going on with that. And
she very generously offered 15% off all products with the code HOT15. So write that down, HOT15.
Because, you look at her website and you are her, if you look at Pause's website, you are going to want to get these products.
Yeah, it's basically you. Mm-hmm. You're looking at yourself and what you need.
Yes.
So we're going to let Rochelle do the talking. Welcome back to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Today, I'm so excited. I have been waiting for this interview with Rochelle Weitzner from Pause Well Aging. Welcome, Rochelle.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have this conversation because Bridget and I have said on the show many times that if women could just find the products, but a lot of women don't even know where to search. So they use the same brands over and over because they're comfortable with it, even though our skin's changing. Mm-hmm. So we are excited for this conversation. And you kind of, yes, you are the CEO, but you came to this company in a roundabout way. So could you talk a little bit about your history?
Sure. Yeah. So, I was the CEO of Erno Laszlo, the 90-plus-year-old skincare company. And before that, I was the CFO of Laura Mercier and Revive Skincare. And I like to just mention that, not because, you know, those are great companies and everybody's going to know it, but more so to say I really understood the industry, the beauty industry specifically. And so I left Erno Laszlo. The company was sold to a Chinese private equity group. They moved the CEO position to Asia. I didn't want to go to Asia. And so I left. And I left at a time where I didn't have another position. I just left and was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And in that time frame of figuring things out, I happened to be living in LA for a short period of time, and I was driving to the beach one day. And during that drive, I ended up experiencing my first hot flash. Yeah. Now, you guys know about hot flashes, right?
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Oh, I know a lot. Yeah.
So, you know, my first thought was, am I sick? What's happening to me? What's going on? Because, like, we don't know, right? It comes on suddenly out of nowhere. And then I realized what was happening, and I thought, wait a minute, am I old enough for this? I was 48 at the time. Yeah, I was old enough for it. And then my mind went to, okay, hold on a minute. I am so not prepared for what is about to come. I don't know anything except hot flashes and weight gain, right? That's like everything we know. Mm-hmm. And that's just not right. And so it was literally in that flash. I say that pause was born in a flash, a hot flash, because it really was.
Yes.
And I kind of thought about coming from the industry and knowing who we were speaking to as an industry, which was mostly the millennials, mostly that younger demographic, No one was out there speaking to women like me, experiencing now this next life stage, and I'm totally unprepared for it. I have no products. You know, I don't know what products I need. Quite honestly, I don't even know what's about to happen to me, but I know something is going to happen. And so between flash to the launch of my company was 2 years. And I spent those 2 years really diving in deep to what's going to happen. What are those physiological skin changes that are going to come? And creating now a brand, if you will, and a product line around helping us find solutions to the pain points that we experience during this life stage. So kind of started out really as a skincare company, but now I would say we're really a solutions company because we're going to get into some other areas of pain down the road in our product development. And so it's going to go beyond skincare. And so that's kind of the roundabout way of how I ended up launching PAWS. And the reason I call it PAWS Well Aging is because I hate anti-aging. Oh my God. That's like, we're against aging. Aging is bad. We should never do it. And no, that's not okay. So we trademarked the term well aging. Aging well on our terms the way we want to, right? Mm-hmm. And if that means we want to use some tools along the way to help us, whether it be products, you know, our topical products, it's fillers, it's Botox, whatever makes you happy, that's well aging.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that because you say beauty gets better with age.
That's right. Still such a taboo. It's kind of like what I said. You hear the word menopause, you think hot flashes and weight gain.
Right.
That needs to change. We need to think superhero women who are thriving and living their best lives.
Yes, absolutely. And also, I love how you bring up the point that they treat it as this medical condition. And it's not really a medical condition. It's something that women, if you're lucky enough to live that long, you're going to go through it.
Yeah, that's a really important point that I think, you know, a lot of your listeners probably don't even understand is when I launched the company, I thought, okay, the hardest thing is going to be finding an investor, right? Mm-hmm. Because how do you convince, you know, mostly men who I was pitching to, that menopause is a sexy investment, right? That's what it comes down to. And I figured once I had my investor and I had some money behind me, then I could put all my efforts into product development, you know, creating the most efficacious products that we possibly can. Because let's face it, at this life stage, like we want what works. We're not interested in some happy marketing story. It's got to work or we're not going to be loyal to it. Mm-hmm. And I was creating products for myself, right? So it's sort of like, they've got to be the best. And then I'll share them with, you know, millions of my friends that are out there, right? But so, you know, once I had that investor, I thought from there, now it's just marketing and getting the word out and really building the brand awareness. Got my investor. That was great. Took a while, took about 200 pitches.
I was going to ask that. How long did it take to get an investor?
Yeah, it took over a year, and it was painful. I mean, incredibly painful. And I mean, we could do a whole podcast probably on the experiences I had. And you know, I had my own like Harvey Weinstein type experiences with billionaire investors. And it just, you can't even believe what went on. That's another podcast. And so when I finally had the products and was ready to launch, I thought, okay, great. Now, you know, I need to get to QVC. For example, QVC, I figured the absolute perfect partner for me to launch this brand at the right demographic. You know, we can, I could speak to everyone in their living rooms about menopause. You know, we don't have to be face to face if people are still uncomfortable, because I knew I had to change the conversation and make it more mainstream. So maybe not everyone was going to be comfortable listening to me wax on and on about menopause, but they were interested in what the products were and what we need to do. So I met with QVC. We had great meetings. They were super excited until their lawyers got involved. And the lawyers said, well, menopause, it's a medical condition. And we can't say the word menopause on television. So, you know, you could launch on QVC, but you could never, ever talk about menopause. And it's like, hold on. The ethos of my whole brand is talking about menopause, is breaking down the barriers and taboos around saying the word menopause, you know, normalizing the conversation. So for me to go onto QVC and not talk about menopause, that just wasn't going to work.
Wow.
The other difficulty I had was even just mainstream publications. So remember my background, right? I came from the industry, so I knew all the beauty editors from Vogue, Allure, Marie Claire, you name it. I knew them. So I sat down with them, explained my company that I was launching. To a person, they all said to me, that's great, best of luck to you, but we've never written about menopause before, and we've definitely never written about menopause and beauty together. That's just not something our readers want to hear about, and we don't want them to feel badly about themselves.
Wow. No idea. No idea about this.
Yeah. So, I mean, thankfully, I'm big into persevering. I hired the right publicist who had the right relationships to really, you know, change the conversation. And so, you know, just yesterday we were in Town and Country. We are now, we've gotten over 40 billion organic impressions in all the mainstream publications. We won a beauty award from O Magazine. We won a beauty award from Health Magazine. So we have become more mainstream. Now, we're not totally there because not everyone in the world knows about us yet, right? And we still face some hurdles out there with how we can advertise and how we can reach people. So when you guys said, you know, we want to make sure that people know what's out there, part of the reasons why we might not know what's out there is because of these major companies are preventing us from getting in front of you. And again, it goes back to this whole, is menopause a medical condition? And if it is, then you can't remarket products to people. You know, there's very specific things you can and cannot do. We've gotten through on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook now. We're able to, you know, promote ourselves and our products there. Every once in a while, we'll still get flagged, and we have a hot flash cooling mist. And for whatever reason, I mean, it's a mist that you two sprays to the back of the neck. It cools you down for an hour. It was flagged as, you know, a medical product, and it had to be pulled down from the site. So every once in a while, we'll wake up in the morning and realize our products have been pulled from Amazon or Facebook because we violated something, and we have to get to the right people to convince them, hold on, there's no hormones in our products. There's, you know, you say menopause, so people immediately go to prescriptions for hormones.
Estrogen.
Yeah, they go to all the...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That is so interesting. So you, when you were making the products, what was your focus? What did you want to make sure you were addressing?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I talked about physiological skin changes. And just to talk about what those are, really, as we start to become estrogen deprived, the hormones start to fluctuate to then where we really have no estrogen floating around. That's where we start to lose collagen. We lose elasticity in the skin. We lose our radiance, that healthy glow, and we become excessively dry. And so it's those key things that I wanted to focus on with my formulations. And so I knew I wanted to create a complex, this blend of vitamins, peptides, and antioxidants that would really address those physiological skin changes. And so that's what we did. Every one of our topical products, even including our cooling mist, because it's going to go on your skin, so we want skin benefits there, it includes our complex. And, you know, one of the things, we're super transparent about everything that is in our products, because we believe what you put on your body ultimately goes into your body, mm-hmm. and you should know what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to formulate clean. We're vegan, we're gluten-free, we're non-GMO, and we're Leaping Bunny certified. So we have all those great things. And then if you were to go on our website, you would see what's included in this complex that I mentioned, all the ingredients there. And so it's great things like niacinamide and, you know, a version of vitamin C. And we love peptides and things like that that are really going to address these physiological issues that I talked about. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some other things that can happen too. Like I suffered terribly from perimenopausal acne. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excessively dry and I have acne.
Right, right. I can remember that right before I went into menopause. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so again, the reason for that, I'll get a little sciencey with you for a minute, is just the sebaceous glands in our bodies are the glands that produce the oils and waxes. And while estrogen is in our body, it acts as a barrier or a protection for those sebaceous glands to keep them in check. They're not overproducing waxes and oils. Well, once that protective barrier called estrogen starts to fluctuate, the overproduction of oils and waxes happens, and that's why we end up with acne in this, you know, later life stage. And it tends to happen in this U area, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to more T zone, which was as teenagers where we mm-hmm. tend to get acne. So again, because I was formulating for myself, we created a product that actually addresses this this hormonal acne. And the great thing about it, you know, when we're younger and teenagers, we use things like benzoyl peroxide, which works, but it's super abrasive and it's super harsh to the skin. Mm-hmm. As we're a little bit older and our skin is thinner, and really can't take that damage, it doesn't heal as well. I needed something that, first of all, I wanted to be able to use it every single day, and it needed to be hydrating as well as work to eliminate that acne. So I'm happy to say we did it. We have an amazing product on the market for that.
So your products are, you know, you do have the mist, you do have creams, you have serums. How did you decide, okay, we're going to make a serum for this, we're going to do a cream? Like, what is the difference, if you could explain to some people, because they don't know the difference between a serum and a cream, and what's the benefit of each?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I'm also someone who likes a fairly simple skincare routine. Like, I don't wear any makeup ever, but it's all about my skin and just, you know, making sure that I have the right skincare products, but it's got to be simple or else I'm not going to do it. Right.
Anybody watching, I know it.
Look at her skin.
Anybody watching the video, you've got to see her skin. It is.
You have beautiful skin.
Yeah.
You really do.
Uh-huh.
So moisturizer is, for me, it's the basic must-have product. And our line, we're really, really focused around collagen. Collagen is the support net of our skin. It's what keeps us, you know, looking amazing, right? And from the age of 0 to 20, our bodies are actively producing collagen. There are cells. So let's go science again for a minute. Fascia is the connective tissue that runs throughout the body. Within the fascia live cells called fibroblasts. And fibroblasts are responsible for producing collagen. So from 0 to 20, they're actively working and producing this collagen. From 20 to 40, they start to slow down a bit, and new collagen production decreases something like 6% per year until we reach around age 40, where we're producing virtually no new collagen. However, the fibroblasts are still there. I call them dormant or sleeping, right? They're just not doing anything. So how do we spark production again? How do we wake them up and have them resume producing collagen? And so I like to take a two-step approach for that. One is through our moisturizer, and we call it our collagen boosting moisturizer. And the whole idea is, you know, with our peptides and various ingredients to wake them back up, to spark that production. So the moisturizer, great for that, great for just general moisturizing, because as we become so super dry during this stage, and as we go through the three stages, right, the last being postmenopausal, that's when we're really the driest and where we need hydration the most. So a basic moisturizer is something that everybody should be using every day. If you could do it twice a day, that's great. If you just use it once a day, fine. The other step is cleansing. And we should talk about that too, because that is so essential too during this life stage. Having a gentle cleanser, and whether, you know, we've got two products for this so that people can choose which one they prefer. One is more of a cream, super hydrating cleanser, comes in a tube. This was the one that we won the award from O Magazine for.
Oh, cool.
And like, just keep it in your shower, right? While you're showering, you can actually cleanse your face in the shower with this cream. Use it every single day. It's gentle enough for that. If you prefer more of a cleansing product that's more like a micellar water, right, where it's a multifunctional treatment product. It acts as a cleanser, it acts as a toner, it also acts as a makeup remover. And in our case, it's a treatment because it contains our pause complex. That's another option, right, for cleansing. So cleansing, keeping the pores clean, is absolutely essential. That's also going to help with that acne. We talked about cleansing, talked about the moisturizer. Serums are a more concentrated version of our complex. And a lot of people like to actually layer products so that they get maximum benefit. The way that you figure out how to layer your products is based on what is the texture of the products. And you want to go from the thinnest to heaviest. So you typically start, the first step, if you're layering, is going to be to use your serum first. We have two serums. One is our Complete Face Serum, which is really your everyday highest concentration of the complex. If really nothing else is concerning you or going on, this is the serum for you. The second one is our Detox Serum. And this is the one that's specifically for people that are really struggling with hormonal acne, with blocked pores. This is a product that can be used twice a day. So it's gentle enough for that. And if you are really struggling with acne, I recommend starting out twice a day. Your moisturizer could go on top of it. And if you use it continuously, it will completely knock out your hormonal acne. It's wow. Kind of amazing. And what I would find is when I would stop using it, the acne would come back. So you really do have to keep using it. It's got one of the key ingredients is a willow bark extract, which is a natural form of salicylic acid. And so it's also got some other really cool vegetable extracts in there, broccoli extract and things like that. So again, all of our ingredients on our website, so you could see exactly what they are. Some other products, we have an eye treatment as well. So really great for dark circles, for puffiness. And all of these products can be used twice a day, can be used once a day. And then the other thing I want to talk about, because I really feel like collagen is so important to the line, is we came out with a tool. And this tool...
I love that tool.
It's called our fascia stimulating tool. And what's really cool about this is, so first of all, this is, it's patented. It's an FDA registered class one medical device. And it's made of a medical grade stainless steel. So especially today when we're so concerned about bacteria and germs and things like that, soap and water just cleans this right off. You could clean it with alcohol, but you don't, it's not porous. So unlike some of the other tools that are out there that are made of stone, they tend to hold on to bacteria. This one won't. This was designed with a doctor of physical therapy. And what we did was we borrowed from the science that physical therapists use to treat their patients. And it's called instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. And this goes back to fibroblasts and stimulating them to produce collagen. And so through scientific studies that have been done, we know if we can create something called shear, and shear is when the layers of fascia move across each other. If we can get that shear going, we can stimulate the fibroblasts, wake them up, and all is wonderful, right? So that is what makes this tool unique. The beveled edge was created in such a way that with very minimal pressure, and if you think about pressure, like how hard are you going to use this? From a zero being nothing to a 10 being extreme pressure, we just needed level 1 to 2 to create that shear and generate the shear. The way that you use this tool, I mean, the design of it is based on the contours of the face. So the long edges are really great for the long areas of the face, like cheek areas. It's great to get into the neck area. And remember, if we can stimulate collagen production and improve elasticity as well, keep this turkey neck from coming.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
How key is that? So using this tool in conjunction with our moisturizer is one of the best things you could do. Whether you use our moisturizer or not, you do want to use some sort of an emollient with this just so that you get that slip and glide. Mm-hmm. It's got like a fishtail looking edge, which is really great for like jawline defining or toning. By using this tool every day, we're actually improving vascularity, which is blood flow. So it's all about, you know, the health and wellness of tissue and tissue quality, as well as trying to get some collagen production going.
Right. And I watched your video on your website of you using it. So if you want to get this product, watch that video. It's so great how you demonstrate how to do every bit of it. And when you said when you use your moisturizer, you only need to use, you don't need to keep reapplying.
That's
while
right.
You're using the tool. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Really,
yeah. It tends to stay, you know, the emolliency is there and you get that slip and glide that you really need.
Yeah.
The other trick that I like. So when you get it, it comes with this vegan leather pouch. So you can keep it in the pouch in the refrigerator.
Oh, so it's cold.
Oh.
Yes. You know, and I'll like at night, I'll sit in front of the TV with a mirror. I'll pull it out of the fridge and it's just like the most spa-like calming experience. And 5 minutes a day is all you need. You don't need
that. Was my next question. How long should it
be? Yeah. And you don't need it multiple times a day. One time, 5 minutes a day, you know, will get you exactly where you want to get to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your website is great because when you go on there, it explains every product. Like you said, you have the ingredients. And you also are trying to build a community there, which is great. You know, there's blogs and things like that. I love the fact that you have a travel kit because one of the things that always bothers me with skincare, I'm not taking little tubes on a little travel kit. Things like that for women in midlife and beyond that we have already experienced what we want. We know what we want. And when you travel, you want an easy kit that you just take. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So really, I mean, we came out with this, we call it our discovery kit. So it's a way for people to discover the line and give us a try before you buy in a full size and maybe it's more of a financial commitment. This kit, it's $27. And it includes deluxe samples of our two cleansers that I mentioned. So this is the hydrating cleanser. The micellar water, the bottles are so adorable. And then we put in two samples of our collagen boosting moisturizer. So this kit should last somebody about 2 weeks to really mm-hmm. give you a sense of, you know, what are the products like, the efficacy, that sort of thing. And for travel, it's also great. The bag is cute.
Because you don't want to get to the airport and them say, oh, I'm sorry, that $100 cream you just bought is too big. You're going to have to throw it out.
Yeah. Now, the other great thing is our full-size products. So even our full-size moisturizer, it's 2 ounces.
Oh, good.
And it's in a pump. So one of the things that drives me crazy always with skincare products is when you have a jar and you have to dip your fingers into the jar. I can't stand that. And I'm really bad about hanging on to those little spatulas and things. I lose them.
Yes.
So I made a pump. I'm like, I don't want to deal with the messiness. I want to keep things as clean, as hygienic as possible. So we have pumps.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
And please know that starter kit, the discovery kit, is a perfect holiday gift. You know, I already know what my sisters are getting for Christmas. Because honestly, what a great idea. If you think, you know, if you have for a mom or a sister or a best friend or whatever to try it and see if they like it. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. So the website is easy to find. It's Paws Well Aging.
I'll kind of leave you with this. This is so fascinating. Back in the 80s, the Golden Girls were meant to represent 50-year-old women.
It's just really.
Yeah.
That's really? Not,
yeah.
50 years old today is J-Lo. It's Michelle Obama, right? It's not. It's Jennifer Aniston. I mean, it's not the Golden Girls. So
right.
We need to just remember that.
Yes.
You are preaching to the choir here.
That's right. But it's great too for a lot of women that are listening that maybe don't get over that hump yet. And at the positivity, even though it's pause, but the positivity behind your products and behind what you do, it's so encouraging. So I would just suggest everyone check out their website because
where else you can get you can get on the website, but is it located on Amazon and companies like that?
Yeah. So our website, of course, and one of the things that we're doing for your listeners is we're doing a code, right, for 15% off.
Yay!
So hot 15 is the code.
Awesome. Okay.
And it will get you 15% off the entire purchase. So, you know, whether exactly. So
awesome. Okay.
Definitely want to do that. Outside of our website, we are sold on Amazon.
Okay.
If you have any listeners that are more global,
we are on
Cult Beauty.
Okay.
So Cult Beauty, they're headquartered in the UK, but they ship globally.
Okay.
And so they're our partner there. We have a major, major department store launch coming in January.
Okay.
Yay. You'll have to let us know.
I will. I can't really talk about it just yet.
Right.
It'll be major. I'm so excited. And this department store is actually going to do it the right way because they understand conversations like this have never taken place before on the beauty floor.
Wow.
We're bringing it to the beauty floor. We're going to do big events together. So I couldn't be more excited.
Wow. Well,
congratulations.
When you are allowed to share that, we'll share that as well.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. With our listeners. Yes.
Because we know the more people that can see it and get, you know, try it, they're going to fall in love with it. So
Yay.
And thank you so much for the promo code. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll be getting my Paws fascia stimulating tool.
Right. Exactly.
I'm like, ooh.
Yes. Bridge and I will be ordering several products, and we'll let you know, listeners, that how much we love them.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Rochelle. We really appreciate the time and explaining the products and really coming up with this idea.
We
need to say menopause and it not be a medical condition.
It's not negative. Yes.
That's it. That is it.
No.
So I thank you guys for helping to spread the word and help educate people and make sure that we are not afraid when we reach this life stage. We know what to expect. We can prepare and just embrace it head on.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Rochelle, for being on our show and talking all about these wonderful products. I'm so excited that we have a code, Hot 15% off. And I am going to be getting on there and I am going to be ordering that fascia tool. I mean, for sure. And it was designed by, I was just loving the whole story about how it was designed by a physical therapist doctor.
It kind of looks like the pink ribbon for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It almost does. I didn't think about that.
For people who are listening who can't see what it is, it looks like a metal, you know, kind of very pretty silver.
Pink ribbon. Yes, she really, really researched these things. And I just remember when I would go to physical therapy and they used a tool like that, it really helped tremendously. I had a torn muscle, I had scar tissue. So that really does help tremendously. And when she just said that the pressure only needs to be a 1 or a 2 out of 10, so don't bruise your face.
Yeah, don't sit there and try to scrape. Don't try to do like a microdermabrasion on it with that.
Yeah. It's not that. But, you know, like I said in the interview, if you go to their website, she has videos on there about exactly how to use it. So you know exactly what to do with it.
And guys, also remember that we are doing the 10 days of holiday giveaways in December, and you might be happily surprised to see a product from Pawswell Aging. Who knows? Maybe, hint, hint. We'll have to let you know and wait and see. But make sure to subscribe on all podcast platforms so you don't miss an episode. Make sure to join our Facebook group because we have lots more information on there. If you're women over 40, look under groups on Facebook and you will find us, Hot Flashes Cool Topics. Make sure to check out our website, hotflashescooltopics.com, and all social media because we're everywhere.
Right. And if you want to see a video of this, we're going to put this on YouTube as well. So you can see the tool.
I keep forgetting to say that. That's right. That's all of our episodes, or almost all our episodes, are on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So check us out, because sometimes we'll talk about something and you're like, I can't see it, but you can see
it. I can't picture that, but then you can if you check on YouTube. Yes.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful week. We will talk to you soon, and bye.
Bye.